everyone. You're listening to our new school podcast, Polter Unfiltered, the podcast. As this is our very first episode, we wanted to introduce you all to some of our writers who will also be partaking in the podcast. I'm Ella. I'm in year 10. I founded the newspaper back in June, and my articles tend to stay focused around the school and interviewing various different teachers. I started the newspaper because I love journalism and I have a passion for writing and the world around us. And I love the idea of creating a space where other students felt comfortable to write about and express their own passions and their own loves.
Hi, my name is Holly. I'm in year 9 and I joined just after COVID restrictions were lifted. And I joined because I only knew a small minority of students and I didn't know many people. So joining this made me realise how many people have got the same likes and passions as me. I write about the historical aspects of the Earth and physics, scientific breakthroughs in the Earth, in the world. And I also joined because we've been given opportunities, like learning how to do journalism.
Hi, I'm Isaac, and I'm in year 7. Mr. Adams personally, elected me for the school newspaper and introduced me to Ella. I did go along with Mr. Adams' offer, and I did join in Christmas. The reason why I did is because I just have a really large passion for writing articles. And I've also written articles about space and history.
Hi, I'm in year 7. I have been here since September. I love Polter Unfiltered because it's a non-judgmental and accepting group of people. I joined to make new friends. My future articles are going to be about dinosaurs.
Thanks, guys. So what's something you've enjoyed about being part of the newspaper, well, Polter Unfiltered in general, so far?
Being part of the newspaper, I've been able to share my ideas that sometimes wouldn't necessarily have been listened to. And I feel like these ideas are not only being listened to, but they're also being read and thought about. So it's not just a case of, oh, she said this again, or I don't know, something else that's happened, but my ideas and everybody's ideas and thoughts are actually being listened to without judgment.
It also means that if you have a passion about something and there's someone in a different year group that you never would have spoken to before or met before who has the same passion as you, you can kind of connect in that way, and it's really good for building different friendships throughout year groups.
Well, I'm a bit of an old man and I like reading newspapers, so it's good that there's newspapers for other people to read.
Younger people?
Yeah.
One thing I like about the newspaper is it gives me a chance to improve on my English skills, especially as English is one of my favourite subjects.
Cool. So, but what about the podcast? What's something you're looking forward to for the podcast going forward?
Going forward in the podcast, I'm looking forward to sort of being able to express, again, like I said, opinions and thoughts that I have, not just over writing, but also over speech and interviewing certain people that I wouldn't normally get to know. Also, as it's another media form, we're expanding our people who are reading the paper as well as listening to the podcast, because each week the articles in the podcast may not be exactly the same. They may be two different things, so you're going to be able to hear and read two different, well, possibly two of the same stories from different perspectives, or just two different stories overall.
Also, because I think some people may not be too interested in reading a newspaper, but listening to a podcast is something they'd be much more into.
That you can do in the long term, just have it on and listen to it, as opposed to concentrating and reading.
Yeah.
I like the podcast due to a variety of topics that different people can understand.
Mm.
I like the podcast because it's another really cool opportunity.
So, what are some final words you have for our listeners for our very first episode?
We hope you've enjoyed our podcast as well as our articles. Make sure you tune in every two weeks to hear the new episode, and make sure you also read the newspaper because there may be different articles.
Thank you for tuning in, and make sure to like dinosaurs.
You'll love the podcast as much as you love the newspaper.
Thank you for all your support with the newspaper, and thank you for listening to this episode. We really appreciate you spending the time reading the newspaper and participating in the various challenges that we've set up. For the podcast, episodes will be every 2 weeks, alternating with the newspaper. We're going to have a range of guests for interviews, as well as some catch-ups on recent matches. So make sure you listen up, as there will be something for everyone. Thanks again for listening, and please tune in to the next episode of Poltron Filtered, the podcast.